All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're heading down south,
mm-hmm.
way, way down south.
To the ice.
To the West Antarctic ice sheet.
Yeah.
The Ways, as it's known to its friends.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pretty big deal when we're talking about sea level rise.
It is. It's one of the biggest kind of question marks in terms of future projections.
Absolutely. And the paper we're looking at today
mm-hmm.
is from the Cryosphere Journal.
Yep.
And it uses some pretty amazing radar technology.
That's right. They flew an airplane
oh, wow.
over the ice sheet.
Okay.
And they sent down radar waves.
Okay.
And using that, they were able to map out this layer within the ice sheet.
So they were able to see through the ice.
Effectively, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can use radar.
That's incredible.
To kind of see through things.
And so what is this layer that they're seeing?
It's a reflector.
Okay.
They call it, yeah, like a distinct reflector. It's very widespread across a huge area of the ice sheet.
Okay, so it's not just like
right.
a tiny little blip.
No, this is like
across the whole Amundsen Sea sector of West Antarctica.
Okay, and this is something
yeah.
that was formed.
It's dated to
thousands of years ago.
4.72 thousand years ago.
Wow.
During a period called the Mid-Holocene, which was
So it's kind of
a warmer period
it's a
than
heat
today.
Day time machine almost.
Yeah, exactly. It gives us this snapshot of what the ice sheet was like back then.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So we're literally peeking back in time
yeah.
to see how much snow is falling on the ice sheet.
That's right. So what they found is that accumulation rates
okay.
across a big chunk of the West, including areas that feed into Pine Island and Thwaites glaciers,
mm-hmm.
you know, those fast-moving glaciers everyone's worried about,
right.
were about 18% higher.
Wow. During the mid-Holocene compared to today.
Okay, so 18% higher.
Yeah.
So the ice sheet was gaining more ice.
More mass.
Back then.
Yeah.
Why should I care?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting in its own right, but yeah. it also helps us calibrate our models for predicting future ice sheet behavior.
And sea level rise,
yeah.
So essentially, if the ice sheet is gaining more ice than it's losing,
yeah,
that could potentially offset.
Well, in theory.
Yeah.
Right?
Some of this practice, yeah. it's a little more complicated.
Okay, so this isn't like a get out of jail free card.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of melting
right.
going on.
Especially at the edges.
Yeah.
And this was half of the puzzle.
Thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
things have changed.
They have, yeah.
But so 18% more accumulation.
Yeah.
Was it kind of like evenly distributed?
Yeah, the facial pattern of accumulation was pretty similar to yeah. what we see today.
Okay.
It's just the magnitude was higher.
Oh, okay. So it's like yeah. amplified almost.
Yeah, kind of. Like yeah. you just turned up the dial.
So more snow?
More snow on the Amundsen seaside.
Yeah.
Less snow on the Ross seaside.
Okay.
That's the basic pattern.
Got it. So
yeah.
if there was more snow
mm-hmm.
falling on the ice sheet back then,
yeah.
does that mean the ice sheet was thicker?
That's likely.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, but
yeah.
it's reasonable to assume
yes.
that it was thicker, potentially by
okay.
tens of meters.
Wow. Okay, so we're
it
talking
significant
amounts of ice.
Yeah.
And so if it was thicker, would that have affected the movement?
It's possible.
Of the grounding line.
Yeah, so the grounding line.
You know, the point where the ice sheet.
Right, where it meets the ocean.
Yeah.
yeah. And there's a growing body of research suggesting that the grounding line hasn't just retreated steadily over time.
Okay.
It's actually.
So it's moved back and forth.
It's moved back and forth.
Over time.
In some areas, it actually advanced.
Okay.
During the Holocene.
Wow.
Possibly influenced by changes in accumulation
yep.
inland.
It's not just about the edges melting.
It's not just about the edges.
The entire, the whole ice sheet?
Ice sheet is dynamic.
It's in constant flux.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's
influenced by factors.
Influenced by factors far inland.
Far inland, yeah.
Okay, so we've got this.
So we've got this really
complex system.
Now we're going to.
So now the question is,
yeah,
how does this radar technology
right.
actually work?
How are they able to see these layers?
Yeah, how do they actually measure
yeah.
the accumulation rates?
And what can we learn
yeah.
from that?
Yeah, we'll dive into that in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so we're talking about this WD-14.
Yeah, the Ways Divide Ice Core.
Ice Core.
WD-14 for short.
Okay.
And it's a remarkable record
okay.
of past climate.
How far back does it go?
Over 68,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So by analyzing the layers of ice,
Okay.
we can reconstruct past temperatures, greenhouse gas concentrations,
Okay.
and even snowfall rates.
So we can actually see
Yeah.
how much snow was falling
Yep.
thousands of years ago.
Tens of thousands of years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what does that tell us about the WASES?
Well, it shows a, well,
Response to a warmer
just
period.
as how the ice sheet responded to past warm periods,
Like the mid-Holocene?
like the mid-Holocene, exactly. And that's what makes it so relevant for understanding the WASES' potential future.
So this research paper that we're talking about, they...
They specifically highlight
Yeah.
the importance
Yeah.
of WD-14 for refining our climate models.
Oh, okay. So they're saying
They're
I'm...
basically saying
Yeah.
if we want to get accurate predictions
Okay.
about the WASES
Uh-huh.
and sea level rise,
Yeah.
we need to pay attention to this incredible record.
I'm starting to see why they're so excited
Yeah.
about this ice core.
It's an amazing
So it's
resource.
almost like a
It's like a
crystal ball
yeah.
showing us how the waste has reacted to
Yeah.
these.
To climate shifts in the past.
Okay, but how does that translate into better predictions
Well,
for the future?
current climate models, while sophisticated, often struggle to accurately capture the complex dynamics of ice sheets, especially when it comes to accumulation, by incorporating the data from WD-14, which shows how accumulation varied over thousands of years under different climate conditions. We can improve those models significantly.
So it's like,
It's like adding a missing piece to the puzzle.
okay, so we're grounding our predictions
Yeah.
in
In the
reality.
reality of how the ice sheet has actually behaved in the past.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So if we know how it reacted
Right.
to past warming events, we might get a clearer picture
Yeah.
of how it might react to what's happening today.
Exactly.
And that brings us to
And that brings us to one of the most
yet.
thought-provoking questions raised by this research. If accumulation was higher during warmer periods in the past, what does that tell us
What does that tell us
about the WASES' response
about today?
to current warming trends?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
Because on the one hand,
Yeah.
you would think, well,
You might think.
if it was gaining mass
Yeah.
during warmer periods in the past,
Maybe.
maybe it can weather the storm. Maybe it can handle
Yeah.
what's
Handle
coming.
modern climate change.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's important to approach this with caution.
Okay. Okay. So we can't just assume.
We can't just
Right.
assume
Yeah.
that what happened in the past
Yeah.
will repeat itself
That's
exactly.
okay. So what are some of the factors
Well,
that might be different today?
for one, the rate of warming
Okay.
is unprecedented.
So it's much faster than
I'm going to write it.
anything that the ice sheet
That the ice sheet
has experienced before.
has experienced before.
Okay. So even if it was able to keep up with a slower rate,
With a slower
but a
rate, it
warming,
might not be able to
yeah,
adapt
this accelerated warm
to the
front.
accelerated warming that
Oh.
we're seeing now.
So that's a concern.
That's a big concern.
Okay. So it's not a guarantee
It's not a
of your
guarantee for
future
stability.
just because it happened in the past.
Right. And we also have to consider.
Other factors
Okay.
that weren't as prominent in the
How about
past,
this?
such as the impact of warmer ocean currents on
Maybe.
the underside of the ice shelves.
So the ocean is warming.
The ocean is warming, and that can,
And that can melt the ice
yeah,
from below,
okay.
potentially destabilizing the whole ice sheet.
So it's a much more
It's a much more
complicated equation
complex equation, right?
now than it was back
And
then.
it was back then,
Okay, and that's why this research emphasizes the need.
That's why they emphasize the need for
Yeah.
more sophisticated
Okay.
climate models
But
that can account for all these variables.
okay.
WD-14 provides a critical piece of the puzzle,
Yeah.
but it's not the whole picture.
Okay, so
What are
yeah.
some of the key takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that the WASES is a far more dynamic and complex system than we once thought.
So it's not just a giant block of ice.
It's not just a giant block of ice sitting there passively.
It's constantly responding
It's constantly responding
to changes.
to changes in temperature, snowfall, ocean currents,
And a whole bunch of other
a
stuff.
whole host of other factors. Yeah.
And understanding those past responses,
And understanding those past responses,
especially during warmer periods,
especially during warmer periods,
would be key
could be key
to predicting how it might behave
to predicting how it might behave
in a future warmer world.
in a future warmer world.
So the past is not just a prologue.
The Pass is not just a prologue.
It's a guidebook.
It's a guidebook.
Okay.
Yeah. And so by studying records like WD-14,
yeah,
we can gain valuable insights into how the ice sheet has responded to climate shifts throughout its history,
okay,
which can help us make more informed predictions about its future.
That's a really powerful message.
Yeah.
We need to keep learning from the past.
Absolutely.
To prepare for the future.
Yeah.
And speaking of learning, I think we need to dive even deeper.
Let's do it.
Into what this research reveals about the WASE's response.
More of these fascinating details.
To a warmer past. All right. So we've used this amazing radar technology to look back in time thousands of years.
Yeah.
And we've learned about this WD-14 ice core, which is like a...
It's like a
history book.
Time capsule.
Frozen in time.
Frozen in ice.
But what does all this tell us about how the ice sheet might respond?
Yeah. What does it mean?
To today's warming.
For today.
Yeah.
That's the big question.
Right.
And the fact that the WASE had these higher accumulation rates during this warmer period.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of a paradox.
It thrived.
Yeah. It seems counterintuitive.
In a warmer world.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
So it comes down to the balance between snowfall, which adds mass to the ice sheet and melting, which takes it away during the mid-Holocene.
Okay.
About 4.72 thousand years ago.
Yeah.
The climate in Antarctica was warmer than it is today.
Okay.
And this warmer climate likely led to increased evaporation.
Okay. More moisture in the atmosphere.
Exactly. More moisture in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And when that moisture is transported over the WASE, it falls as snow.
So the warmer climate actually led to...
It fueled a more active hydrological cycle.
Okay.
More snowfall.
More snowfall. Even though it was warmer.
Even though it was warmer.
The increased snowfall.
Yeah.
Made up for any...
More than made up for any additional melting.
That might have been happening.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's how we see those.
That's how they see that 18% higher accumulation rate.
Okay. So does that mean we don't have to worry about the WASE anymore?
Not so fast.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far. Okay.
It's important to remember
that
the climate is changing much more rapidly today.
Okay, so it's a different...
It's a very different situation.
Than it was back then.
Than it was back then.
Okay.
The WASE
is
a complex system.
Yeah.
It takes time for it to adjust to these changes.
So it might not be able to keep up.
It might not be able to keep up with the pace of current warming.
So even though there was more accumulation in the past...
Right.
It's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
Of future stability.
Of future stability.
Okay.
And we also have to factor in those warmer ocean currents.
Right, that we talked about.
That are melting the ice shelves.
Below.
From below.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
So there's a lot of...
It's a complicated picture.
Factors involved here.
It is.
Yeah, so what's the takeaway message here?
The WASE is more dynamic than we thought.
Yeah.
And while it's shown resilience in the past, we can't assume that those patterns will hold true in the future.
So we need to keep studying it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially using records like the WD-14 ice core.
That time capsule.
Exactly.
Frozen in ice.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even the most remote corners of our planet are connected.
To the climate.
To our climate system.
Yeah. All right. Well, a big thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For joining us.
Yeah, this was fun.
On this Antarctic adventure.
Yeah.
And we hope you've enjoyed exploring the hidden depth of the WASE with us.
Absolutely.
Be sure to check out the linked resources for more information.
Yeah.
And until next time, stay curious.
Stay curious.